the rest of the story. They were the first minority on Manhattan. They were disliked and distrusted. They were the objects of unflattering humor. They were called all sorts of names. One of the names so insulting, they adopted it into their own native language. They were the Holland Dutch. But this is the rest of the story. The Dutch were here first, you know. Oh, yes, it was a Dutchman, Peter Minuit, who purchased Manhattan from the Indians in 1626. The settlement was called New Amsterdam. Would have become the seat of government for the colony of New Netherland. The Dutch West India Company paid little attention to the settlers at first. For 3 years, New Amsterdam attracted a rough bunch, privateers, smugglers, and so on. The first organized social system in the colony was a kind of feudalism, huge estates with dozens of tenant families on each. The early governors and councils ruled without popular assemblies. They were renowned for their harshness. Meanwhile, the British were growing perturbed over the presence of New Netherland, an obtrusive interruption in the sequence of their coastal possessions. And so in 1664, a small English naval force set out to capture the Dutch colony. The Dutch surrendered without firing a shot. 7,000 of them decided to accept British rule in order to keep their homes. And for a while, Anglo-Dutch relations were not bad, and yet, as hostilities developed between their respective motherlands, the English inhabitants of the colony, now known as New York, grew increasingly unfriendly toward the Dutch minority. First privately, ultimately publicly, the British New Yorkers began making fun. Anything negative was automatically characterized as being Dutch. Many related phrases remain a part of our vernacular. Anybody who is stern and hypercritical, we still call a Dutch uncle. A Dutch treat, where everybody pays, that's of course no treat at all. Getting into trouble, we often refer to as getting in Dutch. And the slurs don't stop there. Dutch widow once meant prostitute. Frogs used to be called Dutch nightingales. One who is said to have taken the Dutch route had killed himself. Dutch defense, that meant surrender. Dutch praise was condemnation. Dutch courage was extracted from a bottle. A Dutch medley, that's when everybody sings a different tune simultaneously, and the list goes on. But there was one epithet to which the Dutch themselves particularly objected. You know how ethnic slurs often reflect the foods with which a minority may be identified? Well, the Dutch were supposedly characteristically fond of cheese, so the English began referring to Dutchmen as John Cheese. And it upset the Dutch so much that they eventually turned the nasty nickname around and actually began calling Englishmen John Cheese, but they spoke John Cheese in the language of the Netherlands. And it was that epithet which made the most indelible impression of all. In time, the world would forget that a hangover was once defined as a Dutchman's headache, that Dutch gold meant phony stuff. What we remember is the unflattering term John Cheese, a label the Dutch ultimately laid on us. But the way they said it, in their own native vernacular, was Jan Kees. Jan Kees. So that's where that word came from. Jan Kees. Yankees. That's right. That's the rest of the story.